Fayette County Education Association President Jessica Heiler joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So tell us what you're thinking this morning.
I'm thinking that public education in this state was attacked last night, and I think that's what all of our teachers are thinking right now. I think we feel like the governor and the majority party doesn't respect what we do.
No, really? Is this legal, what they did?
I think that's a good question, and that's something that we have been investigating. So we don't 100% know the answer to that yet, but we are investigating that.
I'm going to assume that you are in support of these systems this morning that opted out of going to school today.
Absolutely, absolutely, and we really appreciate the support of the superintendents that closed the schools in support of our teachers, because I think our legislators need to know that we're serious and that we're not going to take this lying down.
From a strategic standpoint, what is your next step, or do you even know at this point?
Well, we're working through that, but I do know that we're going to have a heavy presence in Frankfort on Monday. So when the legislators come back on Monday, we're going to be greeting them, so that they understand that we're here, we're not going away, and we're not going to take it.
And next week is spring break for Fayette County. Is it spring break for much of the state?
I believe it's spring break for about 2/3 of the districts in the state.
And are you, as the president of the Fayette County Association, Education Association, are you urging folks from other counties to come and participate in on Monday also?
Absolutely. That's a statewide event for us.
Okay.
So that'll be a Kentucky Education Association event.
President of the Fayette County Education Association, we appreciate you being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.